Okay, we're continuing the Bovavir on the bottom of page ratio test, the bottom paragraph. We're finishing up the discussion of Ava Shatuli Bedover, a love that depends on something else. And the last thing we spoke about is when you're eating, after you make your formal bracha, to make your informal statement of Hashem, you gave me bread, and I feel that you love me, and that's why you gave me bread. And the whole idea of loving for a reason is if you find reason. You're only going to find reason if you contemplate what Hashem does and why He does it. And the why is because He loves us. That's why He does what He does. And this idea should surround us throughout the entire day to thank Hashem for these things that He does. So, right at the bottom now, Kishyamika Adam Yosef, if a person thinks a little deeper, Yovin, he'll understand, Kiyachas Asibis HaYisodis lets him abriya b'chlal, that one of the reasons, the fundamental reasons for the essential creation is He Ritzoni Yisbarach L'Heitiv Imbruv, that Hashem's desire is to bestow good upon His creatures. Klaimer Kadosh Baruch Hu Oves and Ephraim, Hashem loves everything He created. He wants to, therefore, do good to them. Next page, Reish Chav. Paina Eifo Ha'adam L'Bar Eilam V'Aimer Lo. A person turns to the Creator of the world and says to Him, Rabbeinu Shalom, Lama Yetzarta Yisi B'Chlal. Why did you create me in general? Mishum Shata Ha'ayev Yisi V'Naisin Li L'Rak Esapratim Shalchai Ha'yoyim Yoyim. Because you love me, and you give me not only the details of what I need to live every day, Ela etzem hayitzira uprateha hem bitui shel avoscha klapai. But the essential creation, the whole concept of the creation and its details, is an expression of your love towards me as well. Not just the details, but the whole fact that you have created this world. Kesharam chay v'tzura kazu, when a person lives this way, nekudas ha'ava shel Hashem yisparach alav makifa es kol avav mamish. Then this point of love to Hashem will surround Him's entire heart. K'muvan, it's understood, b'tchilu elu divurim ba'alma. The beginning is just words. U'ma'ater gesh, doesn't have a lot of feeling. You don't really mean it. But u'la'at la'at, slowly, slowly, yosef, yosef, more and more. Miskaberes b'liba argasha. The feeling will get stronger in his heart. Atche ba'ayfin tivi hu o'chez t'verim b'yad. Until it becomes natural for him to take these words on and they feel something from him. And you'll be able to speak to God with such a simplicity in the middle of the day, just out of nowhere. Hashem, you love me. You gave me life for this moment. The life that you give me comes from the love that you have for me. I feel this with all my heart. Come on, Hashem, shein lam koyach. Just like a person who doesn't have any strength, they naturally, him tzokim, they kvetch out, ay, ay. Right? Get up in the morning, you start groaning. Kach tzorach adam litzok, kivyochel kvar b'li das, ima koyach atam v'nefesh. So too should a person scream out, as it were, not consciously even, with a strength that's hidden in his soul. It's just, you know, random, you know, people just say, oy gewalt, oy, oy. So, Rabbi Shalom, atoy v'si. Hey Hashem, you love me. It's one of those automatic things that people say. Vaday she'ein inyan litzayik says, yeah, certainly you're not going to be able to do this right away. Kesham adayin in a markish kum, you're not going to feel anything. How are you going to be able to just spontaneously express this? Yeshiskarim badraga, you have to go slowly. Avozemahal, but that's the path. I want to get you this path where it just becomes, the love is so overwhelming. You just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. Okay, next subcategory, and this is...
The modi that we say in the morning first, that doesn't qualify for this?
The modi ani we say in the morning, does it qualify for this? Is it spontaneous, or it's... There's spontaneous and then robotic.
Because you do it, you have to do it.
You know you have to do it. That's... You just said it. You know you have to do it. That's the problem. No, he's not saying. He's saying you want to reach a level not where you have to do it, where just because...
You have to force yourself.
Right. So the moda ani is the forcing part. But even that, if you recall, we learned much earlier, I believe in a different volume, or this, I don't remember anymore, where before you say moda ani, you should be talking to Hashem before you say the moda ani. Where you say, I'm about to get up. Who just woke me up? Hashem just woke me up. Why did Hashem wake me up? So that I could serve him today. Oy, I'm so lucky that Hashem, you woke me up today that I could serve you. Oy, moda ani lifanav. That's what you're supposed to do it. Right? And then those are the things that you keep doing that. Then eventually it'll become an automatic thing where you say, oh, Hashem, you love me so much. That's the goal. Okay, next subsection is, again, the Tzaddik always mentions this in every part, whenever we're reaching a new level. Chelko shel ha'adam, what is the part that the person's involved in? What part can you say, this is what I accomplished? Tefillah is the davening. Kanachzor l'klal yesodi, ito holchim anu l'orech ha'derech. Let's go back to the fundamental point that we've been going with the whole way. With every acquisition the person wants to acquire, there's three parts to every enterprise that you're involved with in any area, and included in that is spiritual development. That's the part that's up to you, your free will choice area. Then there's the part where Hashem bestows the influence and help to make it happen. And then there's the part in the middle, in between, which is called davening. As he explains, a person on his part has to do his part. He opens up this book, he reads this book, tries to understand what the sefer is saying. You try to remember to do the exercises. Right, that's your part. But also, humispala kadosh baruch hu, sheyashpi'alo es kol ma shetzarech. But he also davens to Hashem that Hashem should give him the energies and the influence, the help for what he needs. V'yodeh makir sheikra hashpoi me'apar yisbaruch. And he knows that the main influence of this change is going to come from Hashem. That's what you have to realize, that Hashem is 99% of everything that's happening, and we're barely 1%. So we've got to keep that in mind all the time. Navara said, Dvarim b'pratos. Let's get into a little bit of a detail. Ledugma, for example. It's a very interesting, Adam oiches kais mayim biyoto. He takes a cup of water in his hand. V'omer l'kadosh baruch, and he says to Hashem, Lama nasata li es kos ha'mayim ezu. Hashem, why did you give me this cup of water? Ani yodea b'beirur b'sichli shashiba shenasata li esakos mayim hi kiatoevis. I know for sure, in my intellect, that the reason that you gave me this cup of water is because you love me. Ani margishos, I feel this, everyone according to their level. Ach anan eineni margishos maspik, but I don't feel this enough. Azorli she'argish esavoscha be'emes. Help me that I should truly feel this. She'argish yapanimi, that the feeling is coming from the inside. B'mamokei anefesh, from the depths of my soul. She'anekuda hazos she'lavas Hashem tichya besochi v'pshitus, that this point of avas Hashem should live within me in such a simplicity. V'tevar bi lo'er kol yom, and should burn within inside of me throughout the entire day. That's the tefillah you should be saying. Claim, in other words, Adam Yitzira Oses Chalko, person on his side does what he can do. You say the words, you speak with Hashem, that Hashem, you love him, he loves him. And it's revealed by what he gives. What Hashem gives him in terms of his ability to succeed. But Yachad Imzo, together with this, who call Hazman Mispal Labarom Shizkal Hargish Oid Yaser for Oid Yaser Savas Hashem Elof. But together with this whole time, a person davens Hashem that he should merit to feel this more and more, this love that Hashem has for us. Kechol Shiyargish Adam Yaser Belibo, Shakarish Baruch Oivaso, the more that a person feels in his heart, not in his mind, that Hashem loves him, it has to be that the love that he'll have towards his Creator will have to be revealed more. Certainly, a person has to work on this. A person has to work on their love for Hashem. But together with that point, Zoe Avoda Harbi, and together to that point, to believe that Hashem loves me, right? Zoe Avoda Harbi Yosekal. This is an easier job. Okay, again, Vade Shigama Kach. Okay, that certainly you got to daven for that, right? You got to work on that. What are you working on? My love for Hashem. Got to work on my love for Hashem. But in regarding to the first point, to believe that Hashem loves me, that's an easier job. It's an easier job. It's harder to believe that Hashem loves you. It's harder to believe that. Once you believe that, then the next part will be easier. So that's what we got to daven, that we should be able to believe that Hashem loves us. That is already not so easy, because we don't see Him. We don't see Him. That's always hard. Once it arouses in the heart of the person Hashem's love, he stands up and he speaks to the Creator. If you really love me that much, then I love you. And if he doesn't really feel at all that he loves Hashem, a lovely spala Kodesh Baruch Hu, yasadavent Hashem. You really love me. So it has to be, therefore, that is buried within me the power to love you back. Upon him, just as we know the rule is, the way the face looks in the water, that's what you see back. So it is a person's heart to another person. I ask from you, please, to order be nekudas avazu. Please wake up in me this point of love. I know the truth is, my soul does love you. But I don't feel this. So a lot of people have this problem. So the only solution is going to be that you got to daven Hashem. You got to ask for it continuously throughout the day. Do your little bit in terms of doing your exercises. And daven, and the davening itself is your little bit as well. So, again, the point that he's trying to make over here, that he is making, we're trying to understand it, is that love is an avoida. Love is a hard work to come to love. Not as society says, love is just something you fall into. Either you love them or you don't, and that's it. It's not true. It's something you really have to work on. So this love for Hashem, you got to work on it. It doesn't come automatically. And that's no different than any love, maybe a little harder than any other love, but every love requires this. Just like we recall in the first time in the Torah that love is mentioned. Again, it's mentioned by Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, by definition, he represents Gvura, which is Avoida, which is hard work. Yitzchak is the one of Avoida, it's hard work. And it says, he brought Rivka into his house, they got married, and then he loved her. Right? That's the order. She was brought into the house, and they got married, and then he loved her. And that wasn't his natural midah. His natural midah was not love. In other words, why didn't they talk about love with Avram and Sarah? Why didn't they say it? And Avram loved Sarah. Couldn't say it. He didn't love her? The answer is, for him, it wasn't an avoida. He had the natural strength of love. That was natural for him. That was his strength. And therefore, for him to love, he loved three dirty Arabs. You don't think he's going to love Hashem? So the Torah would write that Avram loved Sarah, which I'm sure there was. There's no chiddush. People are going to say, well, that's good for Avram, but I'm not that kind of person. I'm more of an avoida guy. I'm more of a control guy. I'm more into fear. I'm not into love. But Yitzchak was able to develop the mita that was not naturally his. He had to. He knew that as a husband, he would have to love his wife, just like he has to love Hashem and everything else. And it just doesn't happen. You have to work on it. After you get married, that's when the love comes. If you're doing the Aveda. Right? The Ishbitzer Rebbe says a beautiful, beautiful remez. He says, why does a kala cover her face? Why does she cover her face? And really, it's if you think about it, it's a hard thing to understand. Well, where's it supposed to cover the face? I mean, if anything, it should be to uncover the face. It should be to uncover it. I always wondered, you know, the chassan should, she should have her face covered. At the badekin, he should uncover her face. The whole vort was to see that he's got the right wife. So if to see he's got the right wife, we should cover her face. Then pick it up and say, oh, that's my wife. But instead, he sees this is my wife, and then he covers. Very, very difficult thing to understand. So the Ishbitzer says the reason we cover the kala's face is the message is my hope is and my efforts will be that I shall successfully be capable of loving you even when I can't see you. And when I can't see you means understand you. You know, like I see what you're talking about. I see what you, in other words, seeing and understanding go together. And even on a simple level, even when I don't see you, even when you're away from me, I will love you. But deeper is, you know, like you're covering the panim. You're covering the panim is the inside. The inside, when you see the inside of a person, you understand the person. You look at their face, which the face is the panim. The panim means the inside. I can see deep inside you. I can see what you are trying to do. I understand you. And, you know, loving someone that you understand isn't that difficult. But it's loving someone you can't understand them at all. Right? That's an avoida. And men and have a big problem trying to understand women. Because you can't understand women. Right? Just forget it. You're not going to understand women. Right? And if you don't have this understanding, then they'll drive you crazy. So you got to understand that I will love you even though I don't understand why you're doing it. I don't know why. I just rearranged the furniture last week. You changed your mind and now I got to spend another 2 hours doing it the other way. I don't understand why you bought that thing. We don't have the money to pay for it. Right? So, you know, you still got to love. You got to, and you got to work on it. That's the avoda. Right? Now, of course, that's an avoda. And there's also an avoda to love it. The only reason you're getting married is so you can come to love Hashem. And Hashem is even harder because we can't even see Him at all. Right? And the same idea with loving our kids. Right? You gotta love these people even though you don't understand them. Which society doesn't accept. Society says, no, as long as you understand them, you love them. And if you don't understand them, then you don't love them. Right? They tell a story, a woman came to the Kuznetzer Magid, and she tells him that her husband left her, abandoned her. She's stuck. She says, Aguna, what, Rebbe, do something. So the Kuznetzer Magid, he closes his eyes, and on his spiritual GPS system, he's trying to locate where the husband may be, in one spiritual dimension or another, and he wants to see if the husband wants to come back. However, he sees this, and he said, "You know, I don't see him. He's not on my radar. I don't see him. I don't see any future with you and him. It's not there." So she turns to him and she says, "I guess you aren't such a big Rebbe. Not such a big Rebbe." So Rebbe kind of. She says, "Listen, I know he's going to come back to me because I saw his face under the chuppah. So, you know, I know he's going to come back to me." That's the end of the story. Like, well, there's one more part of the story. So in other words, she had such a confidence that he was going to go back. So at that point, the market starts to cry. And they're wondering why he's crying. Not that she could see something he couldn't see. But he says, hey, it was the same way before Shavuos. You know, Hashem, like, you know, we saw you under the chuppah too, right? So Hashem, please, you should come back too. You saw us under the chuppah, so you should come back and bring Mashiach for that. So that's the point. You got to be able to see deeper. And even if you don't see deeper, you have to love without seeing. And that's a big avoid. It's a big avoid to love people, right? And you need to daven to Hashem for that. You have to say, Hashem, help me to see. Help me to see, you know, why I love this woman, right? Or let's say I have a kid who's difficult. Help me to see the neshama of my kid when I can't see it. I get it. My kid's a holy terror, you know, and I can't see any neshama there. I can't see anything there, and I'm running out of reasons to love this kid. I'm not getting any nachas out of this kid. I had this kid's guy. I wanted a little nachas out of him. You know, he's terrible in school. He's terrible with kids. He's not good at home. Whatever. And I know if I would love him more, maybe I'd have a chance, but I don't love him. So maybe you'll help me to see what he is. Right? And the truth of the matter is, and the kid yells at me all the time. You know. And make me to be smart enough to know that the fact that he yells at me must mean that he loves me, because he wouldn't yell at total strangers. So help me to love him. Help me to love him. And that's what you have to be mispal for. That's what you have to be mispal under the chuppah. To be mispal under the chuppah that, you know, it's going to be a big job to learn to love this woman. It's not an easy job. And I need your help, that I should be able to see the love that she has for me, to understand, even though her face is covered. When her face will be covered, most of our marriage in a figurative sense. Most of the time, he's not going to understand what your wives are doing. And the wives probably won't understand what the husbands are. The wives will understand, but they'll have to tolerate it. But the husbands, they don't know what their wives are doing. They don't understand why. They don't understand what's got them going over here. So then, and you still have to love them. You still have to love them. That's what makes it a challenge. And that's what we're doing over here with Hashem. We're saying, Hashem, I don't feel any love for you. I don't feel that you love me. And I'm doing these exercises. It's not going. So help with this breakthrough. It's the only way it's going to come. So Amnam v'derech lal, in general, finishing up the page, Ein adam shelo margish esavas Hashem. You can't say that there's nobody that can't feel anything about Hashem's love. So l'chein atzur ha'yeser mitzihi shodom yispal l'kashvaro. The more common prayer would be something like this. I feel that you love me, but not with no connection at all to the real level that you love me. The love you have for me is infinite. And I ask you that my love for you shall increase based on the fact that you do have an infinite love for me. So there's different tefillos one can say. It depends on the level that you're at. If you feel nothing, I don't feel Hashem loves me at all, then you have to daven from the beginning. You have to say, Hashem, I don't feel anything. If you feel a little bit, say, Hashem, I'd like to feel more. And without the tefillos, forget it. It isn't going to happen. That's what he said already. He said many times, without tefillah, you get nothing. So you're not going to daven for this. It isn't going to happen. So that's that little sub-point again. Okay, last subtopic in this category of Ava She'ein L'Tluya B'Dover. Ava Hashem B'Leiv V'Lo B'Seichel. Loving Hashem in the heart and not in the intellect. Nekuda Zu Shel Ava Hashem. You see now, this loving, even for a reason, is very, very hard. It's a very high level. It's not the highest, but it's a high level. Just to love Hashem as much as you love anybody else for a reason. So this point of loving Hashem, Imales es hanefesh marisha gemira, it fills the soul from beginning to end. B'chol kol shel ha'adam, at every stage, every level of the person, on the deepest level, that's where love is really there. Adam shemesugal lishkav balayla b'mita v'lo lahaskir b'boirei oylam umameila lehizachar b'avaso. If a person is capable of going to bed at night, he sleeps on his bed without remembering and mentioning the Creator, and mentioning and remembering the love that Hashem has for him, simin she'adayin einu mekusher alav kidaboy. It's a sign that you're not connected to Hashem enough. You're not connected properly. He's being charitable here. You must say the person is somewhere in the middle of the road, and he needs to go further. Right? If a person wants to know, again, another one of the litmus tests, how do you know where your the love meter between you and Hashem is? Hamivchan ain't a rak b'nekuda shel nefilas machshavas. The measurement isn't only at the point of nefilas machshavas, when literally it means a fallen thought, meaning when a feeling pops into your head, b'ifen TV, in a natural way. Ela b'nekuda shel leiv tahor, but really with the point of the pure heart. He has to explain what this means. Kayim hevdol yisodi ma'oid b'nefilas machshavas l'bein hargosha. There's a big difference between the concept of nefilas machshavas and hargosha. Nefilas machshavas is the feeling that pops into your head, and hargosha is emotional feelings. I'll give an example. L'mashal, adam sheish lahar bechayvus. A person has a lot of debt. Hamachshava odos hachovos asuyalipo belibo ubemachshavto pam achar pam. The feeling, the thought of the debts can just pop into your mind. One pop after another pop. You know, you start davening and your mind starts to wander. Was it wander? How am I going to pay the mortgage this week? Okay, that takes your mind for about 5-10 minutes. Then you clear your mind, get back into davening. A minute later, a different debt pops into your mind. Right? That's what it's called, the nefilas machshavas. It's just a feeling that pops into your head. Right? Aval mikan vad matzav shel avas achoivis. But to get to the level of loving debts, loving to be in debt, haderech rechok mo, that's a very far path. To love, that's a feeling for your debts. Klomar, meaning to say, machshava sichlis kara yechola laholid mesech v'lachatz. A cold intellectual thought can spawn a feeling of pressure. Right? That's what it is. That knowledge that there's a debt, it pops into your mind. You feel this pressure. Ach ava vade shenemu to melita. It's not going to bring forth love. You're not going to love debts. You're not going to love things that pop into your mind. So, therefore, b'nekuda zu shel avas Hashem. In other words, just because things pop into your mind doesn't mean you have feelings for them. He gave you an extreme example. You know, there's something you think about a lot. That debt you think about a lot. Just because you think about it a lot doesn't mean you're attached to it in any real way. But you can think about it a lot. You can think about people you don't like. You can think about them a lot more than people that you like. You're certainly not getting more attached to them. Right? B'nekudazut shalavas Hashem, with this point of loving Hashem, l'pamish al yidei sh'arim margalas atzom v'dibur v'machshavas, at times, as a person accustoms himself by speaking about these things and thinking about it, memela hamachshava misragelas lachshavazeh. Your mind can start thinking about it, and it'll pop into your mind. V'hirhurim hamirurim shel moach shumisoid mayim, and the thoughts that pop into your mind—they're thoughts that come from the mystical foundation of water. Meaning to say, water is cold; it's cold thoughts. Right? What he's saying is, you know, you could talk it into yourself. You could talk it into yourself. You know, similarly by a shidduch. You know, you could talk it into yourself that you love this person, but it really isn't a true feeling. It isn't a real hergish. But you say it enough times, you convince yourself to believe it, even though that's not the truth. It's not just, you have this all the time. You know, everybody says he's a good girl, he's a good boy. Okay, you hear it enough times. And everybody's saying it. You go out enough times. and you don't know yourself what it's supposed to feel like, so you talk it into yourself that you have feelings for this person. But the truth of the matter is, you never really had any feelings for this person. You had other feelings. You know, you're feeling it's time to get married. I'm already, you know, an old bacher. I'm 38 years old. So I better have these feelings. You know, I really hate my house that I live in. It's a great chance for me to get out of the house. So it'll be a good thing to me to feel this way. Etc., etc., etc. Right? So, you know, if you keep saying it, if you keep saying, I love this person, you know, you could believe that that's so, but it's not. Because that's just, you know, working on, you know, these facts. But he says, v'lov l'das, you need to know, kizu eina avas Hashem amitis. That's not real love Hashem. Listen to this line now. Avas Hashem b'moach zeu tarti desasri. Loving Hashem in the brain is an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in and of itself. Why? Because the brain is not capable of loving. Kol inyana shel ava hi b'lev. The whole idea of love comes from the heart. It doesn't come from the brain. Now, your thoughts from your brain can influence your emotions that the heart will begin to love. But love must ultimately be an emotion, not a understanding. It's not an understanding. It's a feeling. Now, you need a degree of understanding for the feeling eventually to come. But it's not the end. The understanding, so the idea will pop in your mind, oh, I love my wife. Oh, I'm supposed to call her now. But you don't have any feelings for her. You can call the wife 10 times a day, but you don't love her. You've been trained to think you love her. You understand that you love her, but you don't really feel it. The feelings aren't there. So these are these two things he's talking about over here. Kimishadabrim al avas Hashem. When we speak about love of Hashem, Shirishpa rishpeyesh shal heves ko. As it says in Shir Hashirim, it says, it's fiery burning coals. This fire for Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Umayim rabim lo yuchel lichbas ava," and a torrent of water can't extinguish the love. That's fire. That's feeling. That's emotion. Perish davarkach. What does it mean? Gam im b'machshavto shakua adam b'mashu acher. Even when in his thoughts the person may be involved with another person. But the inner love, the inner feelings is jumping out, is bursting out. Rishpi, rishpi, there are fiery coals. Okay. So, in other words, that's the one thing I'm totally feeling. I'm just feeling the object of my love the whole time. And that's a straight through feeling. Coals man, shashayechas, mitzias, etzel, adam. So they tirda. Ha'ava, nishkachas, mimenu. It's going to get very, very serious here now. As long as a person, it's applicable to a person, a situation that through his being busy, the love gets forgotten from him. You have to say, "Sha'ava eina kavua b'liba b'emes b'shlemus." The love is not kavua. It's not set. It's not etched into the heart truly the way it's supposed to be in the perfect way. In other words, you know, it's the day of the anniversary, and like you totally forgot it. And the wife the whole day, the whole month before, has been thinking about it and waiting to see what you're going to do. You don't say anything in the morning. You don't say the whole day. She figures, oh, he's going to surprise me tonight. Right? And then he comes home, and there's still nothing. And the wife says, "Dear, do you know what day today is?" I think it's Thursday. Oh my gosh, I forgot to take out the garbage. Didn't you say something about a PTA for the kids? She says, "No, it's something more important." What could be more important than that? Okay, it's December 8th, dear. December 8th. Do you remember something important 30 years ago on December 8th? You remember when you were in New York? know. So then she says, "You idiot, this was our anniversary." Just screaming at the guy. "Oh, well, you don't love me. This is that." So now the worst thing the guy could say now, the worst thing he could say is, "Of course I love you, dear, but I forgot." Right? Because that's a contradiction. That's a what do you mean? If you love, how can you forget? Hey, right? You know the anniversary date. It's there. It's etched in your mind, right? March 25th, 1979. That's it. That was the day, just like Lahavdol, right? Yesterday on the news, right? Oh, every year, December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy, the attack of Pearl Harbor. Problem is, the Americans don't remember that anniversary. They don't want to remember it. It's already 67 years ago, where thousands of GIs got killed by the Japanese because they were so smug about things, right? And you got to remember, that's an important anniversary because it can happen again and does happen, right? So, and if you forget that, so some people feel their wedding anniversary is a day that will live in infamy. I don't know. Right? But anyway, you know, like if you forget that, you know, I didn't remember, you know, like there's a lot more than you didn't remember, fella. All right? So that's important. So look, but he has much more to say here. This is really very, again, just like he hit everybody with the fact that nobody wants to lend their house out, and that made everybody feel terrible, that really I really think I own everything. So he's going to give it to you again in the next couple of paragraphs. I don't know if we're going to get to today. We'll see. So next page. Nitan Mashal. Let's give another Mashal. Vidug Miladover, another example. Yelet Holech Lagan. A kid's going to kindergarten. V'imu Nisheres Babayis. And the mother's in the house. And the kid's in school. During the day, the mother, you know, gets these longings, these feelings, she misses her kid. "Oh, I'm missing my kid already." How long did she not see the kid already? 2 hours, shalosh, three, v'ulay chamesh, maybe 5 hours? Nu? What's so bad? Like, what's the problem? What are you longing for? He's coming home. No. When a soul is tied to someone else, I feel a hefsek shall kama shos ma'or garguim. A break of even a couple hours arouses a great yearning, a longing, feelings. You know, you have a similar day. The Navi tells us about Michal, the wife of David. You recall that when they brought the Aron back to Yerushalayim, so David was dancing like crazy dancing. He had so much simcha that the Torah was coming back to Yerushalayim. He was raising his feet. He was jumping. It was everything. Michal, the daughter of Shaul, was used to a more regal upbringing. She criticized David for acting that way. She says, look how you're acting in front of the servants. It's not your covet. And then the Torah mentions that she never had kids in her lifetime. She had one child that died, that she died at the childbirth of the child. So the standard pshat we have is that, that as a punishment for, you know, berating King David, that she wouldn't merit to raise his children. That's the simple pshat in Chazal. So the tzaddikim tell us a different pshat, that it's not only because of what she did, she didn't have the school, she got punished. But the fact of the matter is, because she didn't have kids, she couldn't understand how David could love Hashem so much. It is a problem, a natural problem. People who don't have children can't understand how people could love other people so much. Till you raise a child, till you go through that activity and really learn what that is, right? So since she didn't have children and she didn't know what it really means, that she never experienced that kind of love, she couldn't believe that someone could love Hashem that way. And similarly, the Baal Shem Tov says, you can't really understand how to love Hashem until you've really loved a woman. And you know, unfortunately, you have people like this, people who don't get married, they're single people, and they don't really know how to love. They don't know how to love. They haven't done the avoida. It's an avoida to love. And if you haven't done an avoida on another person, it's very hard to avoid on Hashem. Not that it's impossible, but remember, Hashem you can't feel, touch, or see. Another person you can. So if you don't have that, so he's saying, look over here. This the mother, she's longing, she's pining for the kid. She's pining for the kid. So here's the ultimate test. We'll end on this and we'll develop it tomorrow. That's the mashal. The real life is much more understandable. One of the true measuring sticks of your love of Hashem. Im ha'eder shalo yisparach molid eitz l'adam gaguim. If God's absence brings out in you a feeling of yearning and longing for Hashem. In other words, when you're not focusing on Hashem, you know, when you're learning, when you're davening, hopefully you're focusing on Hashem, those are times where you feel that Hashem is closer to you. But how do you feel, you know, when you're not feeling closer to Hashem? Do you feel that you're missing him or not? Again, let's go back to the marriage analogy, right? How do you feel when you're not with your spouse? How do you feel? And you say, you know, frankly, I don't think about it. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. You know, I don't think about it. You didn't miss her? You work the whole day? I didn't miss her at all. Big problems. Big problems. You know, you go away on a vacation, you go away on a trip, business trip for a few days, doesn't miss his wife at all. That's a big problem. You know, do you miss Shabbos? It's already Monday. You're longing for that Friday night davening. Longing for that. Longing for saying Shira Shirim before Shabbos. You're pining away for this. You know what? And then for when it's Friday services in the afternoon, you're coming 10 minutes early because you can't wait for it to start. You know, Lahavdol yesterday, the big momentous day that came to Toronto. An NFL game came to Toronto. It's not Shaykh. People went 4 hours before to have a tailgate party because this is an event. Mirtz Hashem, they were davening Mirtz Hashem. Hashem should bring a franchise to Toronto. So we should have the real NFL. Mamish, it'll be gewaltic. And they came early, don't want to miss a minute of it. They should do the kickoff 5 minutes into, I missed it. Right? So how does it come out for Shabbos? Shabbos, I can't wait for Shabbos. Another Shabbos is coming. I'm going to be one of the first one in shul. The last one out. No, so the same thing. How do you feel? Do you miss Hashem? If you don't miss Hashem, then you really don't love him.